This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. The government shutdown has affected some, but not all, federally funded organizations in the area. The Columbia Vet Center and the Harry S. Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital are offering full services today because their funding is already in place. The Vet Center is funded by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, but acting team leader Sean Martin says the center is unaffected by the shutdown.
Our funds are appropriated a year ahead of time, and so our 2014 fiscal year funds, which start today, were appropriated last year.
The Vet Center will remain unaffected as long as the shutdown continues. Depending on its duration, the federal government shutdown could affect Central Missouri Community Action, including Columbia's Head Start program. Executive Director Darren Priest says the organization has not been affected yet due to reserve funding, which he estimates will last between 30 to 45 days. Columbia College issued a statement earlier today stating the school will defer tuition costs for military members affected by the government shutdown. National parks across the country are closed due to the shutdown, but state and city parks are still open as normal. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has selected a new top legislative aide, tapping an official from the state's Economic Development Agency. The governor's office said earlier today that Jason Zamkus will be Nixon's new legislative director. He replaces Daniel Hall, who held the position since Nixon took office in 2009 and last week was appointed by the governor to the Missouri Public Service Commission. The Missouri Department of Economic Development has hired a former Jefferson City administrator who lost his job as officials debated how to proceed with a new conference center. The Jefferson City News Tribune reported earlier today that Nathan Nicholas started work as the state agency's general counsel. The department's current general counsel is leaving for private practice. Nicholas says he is excited about the job. He previously was Jefferson City's attorney. In September, the Jefferson City Council fired Nicholas. The council said the ouster was requested by Jefferson City Mayor Eric Strumpf. He cited disagreement over direction and visioning for the city. The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled for Governor Jay Nixon in a budget battle with State Auditor Tom Schweik. The court ruled earlier today that Schweik lacked legal standing at the time to challenge about $170 million of spending cuts announced by Nixon in June 2011. The court said the challenge amounted to a pre-audit of state spending, which it said the auditor cannot do. Schweik said the ruling is merely technical and he will consider suing again after doing a new audit of the governor's office. Nixon said the ruling affirms his authority to balance the budget. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.